Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. And for those of you who are not frequent attenders of planning and zoning, our council has a few words of advice for you regarding how we conduct our meetings and how we would like you to conduct yourselves. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the chairman stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in October of 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the direction of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows this evening. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments and correspondence that has been received. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant makes its case, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that is either irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use 1675 Colonial East Limited. And gentlemen, I am going to turn the gavel over to Mr. Gordy and abstain from participation in this this hearing. I will be back.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. Do we have anyone representing this application of CU 1675?
For the benefit of the record, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for expansion of an existing manufactured home community with a proposed 82 additional lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 20.79 acres more or less, lying northeast of Minas Conaway Road, being Road 265, 1,100 feet north of Route 9. Gentlemen, for the record, this application went to the Preliminary Land Use Service in February 22nd of 06. And we received a response, or a report, not a response, but a report from the Office of State Planning Coordination on the PLUS review on March 15th of 2006. And that report is a part of the record. We have not seen a response from the applicants on that those comments to date. Also, for the benefit of the commission, since this was a expansion of an existing park, I've copied the decision of the council on the original conditional use number 1198, which was the first section of this parcel that was approved. We received one letter. We have no agency comments other than the PLUS report. We received one letter from David and Susan Shivak. Should have made copies, but I'm going to have to read it. They write to express their opposition to the application and give several reasons. One, the applicant's earlier conditional use application was a subject of heated public hearings with substantial opposition registered by neighboring communities, including Edgewater Acres, Mallard Point, Red Mill Farms, and Brittany Acres. Part of the objections included the argument that development of this type and density proposed by Colonial East was inconsistent with the character of the neighborhood. Council reached a fair and reasonable compromise and granted the application a conditional use permit to place 104 homes on 52 acres, or a density of 2 units per acre, consistent with the character of the neighborhood as developed. Council left the applicant the option to locate those 104 homes anywhere on the property it chose, consistent with the county's lot size and setback requirements. Now the applicant is back before the commission and council asking to increase the density on its 52-acre parcel to that which it originally sought, which council rejected. Council should keep the faith with Edgewater Acres, Mallard Point, Red Mill Farms, Brittany Acres, me. My house is located on a 25-acre parcel directly across the road from the applicant's property. Chuck and Alva Davidson and Wayne and Francis Baker, by denying this application, which is motivated by the applicant's apparent belief that council had forgotten its earlier decision, and by the applicant's greed, council had already granted the applicant a reasonable return on his investment to this property. Two, a new conditional use application seems to be legally inappropriate. The proper course would appear to be to file an application to amend the earlier conditional use. Three, as development on Miners Conaway Road is almost complete from Route 1 to Route 9, traffic is intense and no additional traffic is warranted. Four, if I recall correctly, one of the conditions imposed on the conditional use permit granted to the applicant was that the existing hedgerow was to be maintained as a buffer undisturbed. Since the conditional use approval, the hedgerow has been substantially thinned with many trees removed and without replanting. Directly across from my home on the west side of Miners Conaway Road, I now have the view of a stockpile of material being dirt and stone and a view of stored manufactured homes. In summary, Sussex County government made a decision, which although not to the entire liking of the applicant's neighbors, was a fair and reasonable compromise. There is no compelling reason. In fact, there is every reason not to approve this application. I suspect you will be receiving many other letters objecting to this application, and I suspect that the public hearings on this application will be long and contentious. Perhaps at the beginning of each public hearing, it would make sense for the commission and council to put the question squarely to the applicant, that question being why, or why should council change the decision it made after listening to the neighborhood and after much thought. And that was dated December 19th. Received on December 21st. And that's all I have, gentlemen, at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Mike. Any other questions from anybody?
Ms. Bailey. Clark.
Yeah, okay.
Good evening. For the record, gentlemen, my name is Heidi Balliet with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Colonial East LTD. And Steve Klass, a member of the company, is here with me this evening on behalf of the applicant. We also have the engineers with McCrone, the engineering firm for this project this evening. This 20.79-acre parcel for which we're requesting an amended conditional use is zoned AR1, and it's located on the northeast side of Miners Conaway Road and along Route 9. The property was originally approved for the conditional use in 1985. My client proposes to extend the conditional or the current use of the property for a manufactured home park. There will be no retail sales or other buildings erected on the site. This is an appropriate site for conditional use as per the Sussex County Ordinance. And as required by the code, the applicant has addressed all the items set forth in section 115-72G relating to mobile home park conditional uses, and I'll set forth those 12 items. One, there's access to the site from a public highway. There's actually the entrance from Miners Conaway Road, and no manufactured home will have access from that road directly to their lot. It will be through the community. All interior roads will be hard surfaced and maintained along with the current roads in accordance with the county specifications. The topography of the site will facilitate proper drainage. Number three, the size of the parcel being in excess of 20 acres satisfies the minimum requirements under the code. Number four, the minimum site area for each manufactured home is proposed to range in size from about 6,000 square feet to the largest being almost 15,000 square feet. Our proposal is more than the minimum requirement under the code of 5,000 square feet. The community has a recreational area available to park residents. The recreational area is member restricted with card access. There is a community clubhouse currently. The current community works with organizations to provide services within the community, such as the Bookmobile, Cheer, Para Services, and the Tunnel Cancer Center. And other various groups use their clubhouse, such as their community homeowners association, as well as other area homeowner associations. There's charitable organizations, community groups, the Red Hat Society, and other public and private agencies that use their facilities now. Number six, the park has a vegetative buffer surrounding the boundary lines of the property, which remains free of any buildings or streets. Number seven, the proper setbacks from the buildings has been followed and will continue to be complied with for future structures erected. Number eight, there is an interior driveway access to each home, and it's erected on the site, providing the required number of parking spaces. Number nine, there's currently no retail services provided or requested with this application. Number 10, the property is serviced by central water and sewer. There are proper electrical and fire protection connections throughout the community. Number 11, there's proper trash collection in the community. And number 12, the community is a manufactured housing community. It permits multi-sectional housing that are not single width. The community is deed restricted by housing type. It's also restricted as to age. It's a 55-plus community. There's no sheds that are permitted, but there are garages that are permitted in the structures. The applicant is requesting 82 additional housing sites for the community. These sites are leased only, subject to the community restrictions. There are no current violations pending for the community, and the community is a clean and desirable area. It currently has a demand waiting list for home sites. And as many of you may be familiar, the applicant has been involved in spearheaded state regulations relating to manufactured housing and leased land. And Mr. Klass can give firsthand information on the demands in Sussex County for this type of affordable housing, as well as providing such housing in a safe and healthy environment. The applicant will work with DLDOT to minimize the traffic impact in this area, and they've actually proposed solutions for DLDOT for this growing area. One such is installing and relocating bus stops that can support the residents of this particular community. Traffic impact to this site will be minimal based on the fact that there's two entrances to the site, and this community is currently established and has been there for nearly 20 years. The visibility on this section of the roadway is very good. The community is currently monitored with speed signs and radar, and there's no interior speed bumps. And the interior streets are 100% maintained by the applicant. It is our position the proposed use is in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Development Plan, since the parcel for which the conditional use is sought is in the environmentally sensitive developing area, and it does permit this type of residential use proposed by our client. The residential use will be consistent with the use of the general area, and the use will not be a risk to the environment since the property has central water and sewer to the site. There would be no adverse impact on surrounding property values or other neighborhood uses, and this is an extension of the current facility and is consistent with other residential uses in the general vicinity. Socioeconomic benefit of the applicant's business is that it will provide needed affordable housing to the growing 55-plus population. The applicant's current facility is in acceptance of this extension. I think one of the letters I just handed to Mr. Lank was the association's letter in support of this extension. Since Mr. Klass and his company has demonstrated by its operation of the current community during the last 20 years or more that it's run a neat and orderly facility, the county should be assured this extension will be operated in that same manner. As indicated previously, the proposed site is located in an area which has already been deemed suitable for such use under the current comprehensive development plan by promoting the health, safety, and general welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. And the adoption of this conditional use is in accordance with the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. I'll have Brian Pinkerton of McCrone answer any engineering questions about the community, and then we can jointly answer any questions that you might have. Brian?
Oh, Brian's coming up. Is there a copy of your report available?
Pardon me?
Is there a copy of your report you just made available?
No, but I can get it to you.
Can you make me a copy?
I sure can.
I'm having trouble keeping up.
Okay.
And just for the record, Brian, before you start, the letter that Heidi provided is a letter from the Sussex Community Association signed by Gene Stewart, president, and it basically states, and dated January 10th, regarding Sussex West expansion, the board wishes to express its approval of the proposed expansion and welcome all new residents to our association. That is a part of the record.
Thank you. For the record, I'm Brian Pinkerton with McCurran Engineering out of our Dover office, which is at 111 Southwest Street, Suite 6, 19904. I'm going to revisit a couple highlights.
Can you give us the qualifications, your qualifications for the record, please?
I'm sorry?
Your qualifications for the record, please?
My qualifications?
Yes.
I'm a registered professional engineer, state of Delaware.
Okay, thank you.
If I may, I'd like to highlight a couple points we've already touched on this evening. To start with, we had an aerial photograph of the site in 1997, which represents the conditions of the site previous to the original conditional use 1198. You'll see it's surrounded by a developing area. We had Whispering Pines and Sussex East to the east, Red Mill Farms and Nesbitt Station to the north. Just newly developing at that time, which resulted in the approval of conditional use 1198 for 108 units. If we could flip to a 2006 aerial, we see the site as it was within the past year. Several new communities in the area. Sea Spray Village to the east, the reserves at Lewis Landing to the south, Mills Chase to the west, Nassau Grove under development to the northeast. Because of the growing and developing nature of the community, our client is seeking to expand his original conditional use by 82 units. As discussed, the overall site is a total 55.3 acres. We're proposing 82 units on the remaining 20.8 acres. Minimum lot size for the proposed expansion is approximately 6,500 square feet, with an average lot size of just over 7,000 square feet, which is 40% above the required minimum of 5,000 square feet. And this results in a net density for the entire 190 proposed units of 3.4 plus or minus units per acre. If we highlight some of the design features of the proposed expansion, we can see we've added some additional open space, another 2.6 plus or minus acres, for a total of 14 acres over the entire Sussex West community, which is approximately 25% of the total site acreage, as opposed to the required 300 square feet per lot required by the conditional use of a mobile home community, which would correspond to 1.3 acres. Another point I'd like to highlight is that the proposed expansion does not require a new entrance on any state-maintained highways. The site will access the existing entrance on Minus Conway Road and on Route 9. I would also like to note that the entrance onto Minus Conway Road was approved by DLDOT in 1999, I believe it was, for the original 108 plus a potential 84 unit expansion, of which we're proposing 82 units tonight. The site expansion also will require no additional stormwater management facilities. McCrone has reviewed the stormwater management report and design for the facility Kevin's highlighting at the board. We've reviewed the report with the Sussex Conservation District, who concurs with us that that management facility was designed to accommodate our 82-unit expansion. We're in the process of reviewing the as-built conditions of that stormwater management facility at the request of the district, and we are confident at this time that the facility will indeed support our proposed expansion with only minor configurations adjustments to the existing pump station. We believe we won't even have to replace the pumps, just adjust the floats and triggers to accommodate the new development. As we mentioned earlier, the site is proposed to maintain a 50-foot vegetative screening buffer along all frontages. The site will also be served by Tidewater Utilities for a central water system and by the Sussex County sanitary sewer system. As I understand, pending upgrades to the existing pump station located at the southwest corner of the project site. That concludes everything I'd like to highlight tonight. I'd be happy to answer any engineering related questions.
I'll wait until after your presentation.
believe that's it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll field any questions you have.
All right. Mr. Johnson.
I guess my first question has to do with the, is this an application for a new conditional use or an amendment to the original conditional use?
It's advertised as it's a new conditional use because it's an expansion of an existing manufacturing home park.
Okay. Because I keep hearing reference to an amendment or change to. That's why I wasn't clear of that. Second is, what's changed since 1997 when the council originally approved the number of units of 108 units for 55 acres? Why now? Why are you coming back asking for more when it's already been through the process?
It's my understanding, of course, I was not here at the time of the original conditional use, but it's my understanding that discussions of possible future expansion were had at that time, which revolved around observing the nature of the area and to watch and see how it developed and to see if at a later date an expansion made sense. At this time, 10 years later, it's our client's opinion and our opinion that it does make sense at this time. Again, we'll highlight new developments since 1997 to the south and southwest, also to the northeast. And are there any others I forgot?
Well, I guess let's go back to the original conditional use, since this is proposing a change to that. The original approval was for 108 units on the entire 55 acres, not 108 units on 30 acres or whatever it wound up being. But it's my understanding that the developer chose to concentrate those in the front portion, but yet the whole property was designed around that approval, basically approximately 2 per acre.
That's correct. That was the original approval, and that's exactly why we're here for another conditional use tonight.
And what would you estimate the current, if you just take the parcel where you do have the current housing on, what would you estimate the current averages per acre in terms of the housing in that section?
I would estimate approximately 3.5 units per acre in that section, and I'll give you my reason for that estimate. As I mentioned before, the full build-out as proposed would result in a density of approximately 3.4 units per acre. We've maintained the same density on the expanded portion as we have on the original portion. The original portion does include a 7-acre community clubhouse and open space, which is located right in here. And so I'm going to say, off the top of my head, an estimate of 3.5 units per acre, considering that 7-acre community area, would be a conservative estimate.
And the lot sizes that we're proposing now are larger than what they were originally. So you'll notice that the ranges that I stated on the record are actually the 6 to 15 are larger than what they were in the originally approved area.
And then the existing area now, the lots are smaller than what they would be in the proposed area.
Yes.
Okay.
So we could have proposed something much more dense. We just kept the density the same, did the larger area.
Our record does contain the plus comments, but is there a reason why there was not a response to the plus comments?
No reason. We just have not completed a response at this time.
And Mr. Lang, do you know if the county engineering department has commented on the availability of sewer capacity?
They have not. We typically get their response at the close of work today, and we didn't get it. So we'll probably be there tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say.
Okay. I have no further questions at this time.
Mr. Burton.
Just for clarification, is this going to be a 55 and older?
Mm-hmm.
Is the rest of the park?
Yes. It's all restricted.
And there will be single wides, or there will not
no,
be?
No, there will not be.
It'll maintain the character of the...
Yes, it'll be the same as what they are. They're all manufactured, but they're not of single width.
Okay.
Smith?
I think Mr. Johnson's asked most of my questions, as Mr. Burton as well. Did have a couple for the engineer. That being, on the stormwater management pump, you figuring in an outflow for that, should that exceed capacity or not meet your design expectations?
As it's designed.
Not that, no, the, do you have in the one on the north?
Green area, I think he's referring to.
Oh, are you talking about?
The, for the new
right
part,
here?
Yeah, is that not?
Oh, that, no, that's just an open space recreational lawn area.
Okay.
This expanded area is intended to be served by the existing stormwater management facility. Water conveyed by a traditional collection system.
And that's the area that you're saying you think will be adequate should this application be acted on favorably?
Yes.
With just some modifications and tripping of triggers?
Yes, exactly.
Repumping?
Exactly.
And it would use the existing outfall, which what goes to Route 9 or?
I believe it discharges along Minus Conway Road away from Route 9. But I, there's a slight chance I'm misspeaking because I have not been directly supervising a stormwater review on this project.
It was you several have months been ago to the site.
That. I'm sorry?
You have personally been to the site?
Yes.
Okay. And I guess a question. These to be lease lots, could you be kind enough to give the commission just an idea of what the average lease in Colonial East is now?
You mean the price?
Yes.
I'm sure Mr. Class would be happy to give that testimony. You have to state your name for the record.
My name is Stephen Class, Georgetown, Delaware. Mr. Smith, currently right now we're in the $360 per month range. All the sites within the existing Sussex West are 55 age-restricted community. And as effective as November 1st, the Sussex East community, which is to the east of Sussex West, was converted to a 55-plus community also. And your question concerning the stormwater outfall, mm-hmm. It goes on to Minus Conway Road through a Del Dot pipe and crosses the road.
Okay. All right. And just for the record, then, it is the contention of the applicant that this conditional use is essential and desirable for the convenience and welfare of the general public.
Yes.
Is that correct?
He actually has a waiting list of people standing in line for an available site.
No other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Knight?
No questions. I had one, but I forgot it.
Mr. Cates?
Give you a chance to think.
Let me think a little.
I understand this is an application for an expansion of an existing mobile home park, but I still want to make sure I understand. Was the 21 acres that we're talking about now part of conditional use 1198?
Yes, it was.
Yes. The entire.
Then does, if that's correct, then does conditional use 1198 apply to this part of the property?
It's a legal question.
Everybody's looking at me.
I'm just trying to understand.
I think what, if I understand the question, I think what you're asking is, we've got an ordinance right now, a conditional use that exists. It covers this whole property, where county council said that you're entitled to 108 units. Now you've got a new conditional use that you've brought on top of that one. And so what you're effectively asking for is, what is it, 190 total units, if my math's right? I may be off on that, but wouldn't the 82 additional units cut into the 108 units that you were approved before? I mean, I guess that's the question. Are these applications consistent or not with one another?
I believe they're consistent. That's why in my record I address more of it being an extension of than two standing separate. I think one is going to be complementary to the other.
I have a concern that, you know, if this was approved the way it is now, and I'm looking for answers, believe me, if it's approved for 82 additional lots, that's in conflict with the 1997 ordinance that allowed only 108 lots on this. I mean, it seems like you know, we've got two separate proposed ordinances that aren't conjoined with one another. I don't know. So, you know, that's something I've got to wrestle with, unless you've got an answer how to, you know, bring those two together.
I would think we'd be able to resolve it in the order for this one, whether it's...
Is that what you're asking for?
Because there's no other land that can be developed, so it would just have to be resolved that there's no other units that could ever be approved, and right. This is it.
And an easier way to state the question, I guess, would be, why wasn't it applied for as an amendment to Ordinance 1187 back in 1997?
I mean, I don't have an answer for that.
It was actually this is a third application, because Sussex East was also a conditional use. And then Sussex West, that exists now, was an expansion, and now they're expanding it again. That's why they applied. Not saying that's correct, but that's the way it happened.
What was the, with, who put that condition on it? Was it planning and zoning? Did it originate here, or did it originate at County Council the last time around for the two units in acre?
I'd have to research it and see.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That condition was the way it came down from Council.
Right. I mean, frankly, that's another concern I have, is that Council put that condition on there. I'm not sure, you know, where that leaves planning and zoning with the recommendation. You know, it almost may lead the commission to say, you know, you were the one that were putting it on, you know, we'll defer to you all is what you want to do. I don't know. That's just a thought as well. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
That's my question.
Got it.
I had to think about it.
I knew it would.
The site plan that you show for the expansion includes the small area of open space, which is the buffer, and that little green space between the roads. Is it the intent that there is adequate open space, the 7 acres, to serve all of Sussex East and Sussex West together? Or do you think there, or is there adequate space in this expansion to contain itself with recreation?
Yeah, Lawrence, if I may answer that, Sussex East has its own recreational area in the front off Route 9. Sussex West, we decided to, when we made the second conditional use for the expansion of Sussex East, we took that additional 7 acres with the clubhouse and the grounds and the picnic area and the storage area as an additional area of open space. The third area, which Mr. Burdett is pointing at, is yet another area of recreational open space.
I just needed to get that on record. That's all I have.
Guys, you got anything else?
No, I'm still not sure I understand. I don't have anything else.
That's why.
Grab it.
No questions.
Can I? Clarification question. Then, am I correct in that the only new proposed open space is that little oblong thing there?
That's correct.
Is that it for 100 and how many?
82.
But that was my next question. I was going to have Mr. Klass confirm for the record that the common areas that you currently have, including the clubhouse and the other recreation areas for Sussex West and Sussex East, they all share the right to the use those same lands. Is
Absolutely.
That correct?
Yes.
So how much open space are you actually proposing out of this amendment here?
It's approximately 2.6 acres of new open space.
Is that just open space, or does that include the buffer?
I believe that includes the buffer.
The buffer required separate.
But the 2-point-something is not additional open space, because right now it's all open space, correct? Right now we're dealing
you
with...
You could look at it
right
that
now
way.
We have 20 acres of open space.
You could
and
look
what you're
at
proposing
it
is approximately 10% open space when you include the required buffers. Is that a more correct way of looking at it?
It's a way of looking at it.
About
10%. I would hold that currently it's not a recreational open space. It's an agricultural field that's of virtually no use to the residents of the community.
But it's also part of conditional use 1198.
Subject to the review and the approval.
Whether they frolic in the farm field or they ride by and look at it, it's currently open space.
That's right.
Okay.
I mean, you could have just as easily put the units distributed relatively evenly throughout it, except on larger lots, and consume the entirety of the area.
But this is not a standard subdivision. It's a mobile home.
It was a conditional use.
That issue wasn't addressed when the site plan was reviewed in 97 or 98 through legal counsel, and I'd have to make it available to Vince to review. But it was allowed and suggest that they could condense everything in one area. But that the question came up is whether or not you could expand it or not. And that was addressed in the same letter.
Probably was it addressed that, you know, that was all, you had the density that's in the ordinance, and site plan just was how you designed it. It didn't matter, you know,
that's right.
Where you did it, as long as you didn't exceed the density. Right?
Did the ordinance say density or just number of lots?
Actually, it talks about the number of lots shall not exceed 108 with a minimum of 5,000 square foot lots.
And the limitation of the number of lots is the entirety of the area, which would include the 21 acres.
Right, because the legal description for the ordinance that described the land that was covered by it was 55.29 acres. Yeah, in other words, it wasn't just the front part.
Right.
Any other questions?
No, sir. Thank you.
You may have a seat. We'll see if anyone wants to talk in interest of this. Do we have anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1675? Anyone like to speak in opposition?
Yes, my name is Wayne Baker. I live at 17420 minus Conway Road. It's right down the road a little bit past this development on the other side of the tracks. Back when this original application was filed, and by the way, before I get started, I'd like to reinforce Dave Shavok's letter. He's in Florida now with his wife, but everything he said in there is true. We came in opposition to the mobile home park back in 97, 98, the whole group of us. I sat through all the hearings. I went to this body and also the county council here. And somewhat relieved when it was approved for 108 units on 50-some acres. But when Mr. Class chose to develop this property, us surrounding the property took notice of what he was doing. He mentioned that he designed a stormwater pond for 190 units. He mentioned that the Del Dot approved his entrance for 190 units tonight. He also built his roads so that he'd have access to that back. All those curb cuts are in for this developing this additional acreage. We knew at the time, at some point in time, he's going to come back in and apply for the right to build on that property. I maintain now, as I maintain then, or now as then, he knew what he was doing. His plan was to fully put units on that last 20 acres of property when he developed his existing 108 units. And I think he had his opportunity to address this body and the county council for his return on assets at the time he did his 100 and some units. He chose to put those 108 units on 30 acres. He chose to leave his 20 acres as open space. The general people who live on Minas Conway Road thought that we'd forever see a farm field there or something else as open space on that property, not homes. I don't know, but I do a few things with Del Dot, and I know that every time I go in front of Del Dot, I have to apply for new entrances. I don't know how Del Dot could pass on his existing entrance when he's required asking for 82 more homes to come out through the same entrance. Well, they just likely to close them down as to grant additional traffic. They did that to me. There is heavy traffic on Minas Conway Road. When Hanoverian Homes develops their corner up where Halsey Knapp's property is, there's additional 300 homes there that will be accessing through Minas Conway Road. Red Mill Pond Acres also has cut roads into Minas Conway Road. Edgewater Estates is more fully developed. We've got Nassau or Niblet Station, which is right in back of Hanoverian Homes, which is being built out. We've got Red Mill Farms, We've recently had Mills Chase, which is cuts into Monas County Road. Brittany Acres is fully developed. And there's quite a bit of traffic. I mean, I built my house in 96. We've owned the property since 1980. But my wife and I used to go for walking bicycle rides at Monas County Road. Now it's worth your life. There's no shoulders. There's no improvements. And you best stay the hell off Monas County Road. So, again, I'd like to speak in opposition to this. I think he's had his opportunity to make the best use of his land. He did that roughly 97, 98. I spoke to traffic. There's also been a fatal accident at Monas County Road in Route 9. It's almost worth your life to go out there and try to make a left turn to go toward town, because you have to cross the other lane. Matter of fact, I come home that way because I'm making a right turn in. I go out to Route 1 because I'm making a right turn out, and just go around the circle because it's by far the easiest way to get there. But as the development across the street's been built, their access is right across Monas Conaway Road. There's going to be more accidents as that 100-some units get built, and also the Hanoverian Homes finishes their development of Palsy Naps. So I would encourage you to oppose this new ordinance. It might be an extension of an existing use, but it is a brand new ordinance by the number. Thank you.
Good. Anyone else like to speak in opposition?
Hello, my name is Debbie Partlow. I live at 31304 Ridmill Circle, Ridmill Farm. This would be in my backyard. Basically, there would be just a railroad track dividing me in this new development. I'm thinking noise pollution and also traffic. And yes, I have a 5-year-old grandson, and we cannot travel up and down Menace Conaway walking, riding bicycles without traffic. It's too rough already and dangerous. I agree with my neighbors in opposition of this.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? We'll close the public hearing. You may stay to see if we make a decision tonight, or you can call the office tomorrow. Thank you.